live from Masters Hall in the University of Georgia Center for Continuing Education. Welcome to Once in a Blue Moon. I'm Mary Kay Mitchell. WUGA in Athens, a Peach State Public Radio affiliate, is celebrating its 11th anniversary with this benefit variety show, made possible by the generous assistance of local performers. We'll hear them all during our program: the Priestie Boys Folk Group, Doc Johnson and his traveling miracle medicine show, author Terry Kay reading from his work, percussionist Tony McCutcheon, as well as the Steve Dance Jazz All-Stars. Stay tuned for those acts, a mystery guest, and more.
And that's what it sounded like some 20 years ago when WUGA presented a local live variety show as part of a celebration of 11 years of broadcasting. Appropriately titled Once in a Blue Moon, ultimately the show's popularity drove it to be an expected occurrence, especially around the station's anniversary. So as WUGA turns 30, we thought it only fitting to listen back to a few of the many highlights of those shows through the years. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we turn back the clock. This is Shine On, remembering Once in a Blue Moon on WUGA. I'm your host, Chris Shoup. Once in a Blue Moon was truly a team undertaking, with all members of the station's often small staff playing a role in the production. Everything from stage manager, timekeeper, even actors in some of the skits, everyone played a part. Probably no one was more out front than the show's host, longtime news director Mary Kay Mitchell. So let's listen in as she sets the stage, quite literally, for our first performance from the 2003 edition of Once in a Blue Moon. Here's Mary Kay.
The Cigar Store Indians formed their rockabilly combo in 1993 from previous members of an alternative rock group. They started out on the underground circuit in the Atlanta area and quickly moved on up to the active club scene there. The band issued their first formal album, Cigar Store Indians, in 1995. Their third CD, called Guest List, was released in 2001. But here now, for us, the Cigar Store Indians.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's like a Laurel and Hardy show up here for us. All right, everybody, put your hand together about like this, y'all. And I want you to let our big old Athens, yee-hoo! Heavens, when I get back in my baby's arms, hell is when I have to say goodbye. Loud music, neon lights in all night bars, I work in hell, but heaven's on my mind. I know I could've made things easier. This has been a life that I have chose. Your lonesome highways always make me think of her. Hoping that these wheels will roll me home. Could've made things easier. This has been the life that I have chose. Her lonesome highways always make me think of her. Hoping that these wheels will roll me home.
y'all. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, y'all. It's a real honor being here. Is everybody doing all right?
3 years earlier, another familiar WUGA voice introduced legendary singer-songwriter, the late Vic Chestnut. Here's former WUGA program director and, for most, considered the father of the station, Rob Holmes.
Now, having said all of that, you gotta say it's gotta be some kind of golden age of our own when we have Vic Chestnut on our Once in a Blue Moon stage. Now, this gets personal. You know, it's a very rare occurrence to have two people on one stage who grew up in Zebulon, Georgia. Unless it's the stage at Pike County High School, which this is not. But we are here tonight, so maybe it is the millennium after all. Now, it might surprise some, I got to do a little real history here. It might surprise some that our small town, and I do have to point out in this context, for those not familiar with our part of Middle Georgia, that this is a real town we're talking about, very real. Zebulon has contributed some notables to the stage and the literary world, although our last famous author went down with the Titanic. But Vic, you are carrying on the Zebulon tradition, such as it is, composing music for stage and for screen, as well as appearing on both. Your latest recording out is Merriment, a collaboration with Kelly and Nikki Kniep from Winder. And I bet there are some home folks listening tonight. Going to make them proud.
I'm going to try. Theorize and postulate, screw it up to get it straight. Fistle everyone, spooning with a sweetie pie. Solid as a twist tie, fistle everyone. Equal, but opposite. Reduced to vapor and soot. Carbon ends up caramelized in the perforated sky. Fistle everyone. Isaac and Abraham, the larder and the little lamb. Fistle everyone. Equal, but opposite. Reduced to vapor and soot.
A year later, another Athens legend joined the show, already having celebrated 20 years of service to the Athens music scene. The Normaltown Flyers seemed like family as WUGA peered into another year of a new century.
We look left, we look right, we look right together when we're stepping out into the night. I'm telling you, wait till you've seen a country boy's dream. She's my pretty, she's my queen, she's my everything, she knows just what I need. I'm telling you, wait till you've seen a country boy's dream. Take a ride into town and we show them what it's all about. I'm telling you, wait till you see a country boy's dream.
As one might imagine, there's a lot that goes into such an event, but rather than try to explain all the details, I'll let the not-so-ready-for-primetime players do the honors. From 1999, here's former GM Jerry Hargis.
Good evening. My name is Jerry Hargis. I'm Director of Educational Programs here at the Georgia Center and also the Acting Manager of WUGA. I hope you're enjoying our Once in a Blue Moon show. Oh, thank you. That's kind. You know, it's been put together by the staff of WUGA Radio, and I'm very proud of these folks. They've shown that they can pull together cooperatively, pull together a lot of different ideas, and most of all, set reachable, attainable goals. In fact, I've been so impressed by their group process that I thought it would be fun for you to eavesdrop on one of their planning sessions for this show. Henry, can we roll that tape? Here is a segment of Blue Moon in the making. Now, the first recognizable voice you hear will be that of our program manager, Rob Holmes.
Okay, look. We'll all have a chance to talk. Let's just take it one at a time, all right? What do we want to do for this Blue Moon?
Well, I think it'd be a good idea if we didn't.
All right, let's do this in order of shift, okay? Bud, you're our morning edition local host. What do you want to do for Blue Moon?
Well, I see us doing a big swing spectacular, Rob. You know, get a full 18-piece band, like maybe the Woody Herman Legacy Band or UGA Jazz Band 1. Get them up on the stage and get a dance troupe in here with guys swinging girls over their backs. And since it's the 90s, we'll have girls swinging guys over their backs. We'll get this place really jumping.
We're going to do this on the stage in Masters Hall.
Well, sure. Or I guess we could get Jerry to do a recitation.
Okay, well, let's take that under advisement then. Let's check in with the news department. Reporter Claire Burke, what do you want to do?
I've got it. Let's get REM.
Well, we'll take a look at the budget and certainly take that under advisement.
Well, I guess we could get Jerry just to recite something.
There you go. Yes. Let's check back with the announcing staff. Matthew, you're our afternoon classical music host and a conservatory graduate. I bet you've got an idea that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think we should reunite the Sex Pistols right here on stage with huge stacks of Marshall amps and clusters of tattooed chicks. And I'm going to ride a motorcycle on stage in the middle of the show, grab one of the girls, and drive her off to Winder.
I think our stage seems to be growing a bit.
Well, I guess maybe we could just get Jerry to read something.
All right, we'll take it all under advisement. Mary Kay, as news director, do you have something in mind?
Oh, well, of course. I want to do an award show. I want to wear my strapless evening gown and give out an award at a fabulous, glitzy, glamorous ceremony.
An award for what?
For what?
Well, you know, if you give an award, it has to be for something.
It does? Okay. Let me think of something. I know. To Athens, Georgia. I'll give out an award for being the only city in the Southeast with this many musicians that waited until just last year to have its very first music award ceremony.
Okay, yeah, I like it. We'll take that under advisement, definitely.
Or we could get Jerry to give a recital.
Hey, guys, what about REM?
Abby, as administrative services manager, what did you have in mind?
Well, Rob, I want to do a fashion show. I want pleasingly plump Georgia girls to model my new line of skin-tight silver jumpsuits and maybe have matching high-heel boots with feather caps and top it off, you know. It's my Y2K look. It's going to be a hit.
A fashion show on the radio.
Well.
Okay, let's take it under advisement.
We could ask Jerry to read something, maybe.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind. Davin, you're our development guru. You've heard these ideas. How are we going to fund this?
Rob, I've got grand plans to let a major sugar water company swath the entire Georgia Center in lights and banners.
I like it, but Sandy... Now, you and Glenda are our engineers. Is there any way we can possibly do that?
Let me think. Oh, I know. We can hotwire the Georgia Center to the Northeastern grid, and that way we'll have plenty of power.
That just might work. John Tugas, okay, not only are you our all-things-considered local host, but you're also a general computer whiz. So let's hear your idea.
Okay, this is a very original idea. I just thought up for a space opera about a Georgia farm boy who wants to be a fighter pilot. And one day, two broken washing machines land in his front yard. He takes them to this old man who's his neighbor to get them fixed. Turns out the old man is a member of the ancient orders of mystical hillbillies. And he takes the farm boy under his wing, teaches him to use this giant flashlight, which is actually a sword.
John, we don't want to waste all of this originality right now. Save some of it for showtime.
Okay. Dr. Hargis could read something.
Well, you know, there's still REM.
There is, yes.
Yeah, but what about you, Rob? What do you want to do for this blue moon?
Well, okay, since you ask, I'd like to do a show based on an old blues legend where I can go down to a magical crossroads at midnight, say Boulevard and Chase, and fall down on my knees and call up the spirits of my own personal blues influences like Big Mama Thornton and Little Walter and even medium-sized Marvin Middleton. And they could give me the gift of talent so that I could go home and sit down at the piano and finally play Free Bird. But maybe we better just take that under advisement. We could ask Jerry to read something.
But Rob, who are you going to take this under advisement with?
Well, with Jerry, of course.
Hey, you think Jerry could get REM for us, Rob?
Well, you see what I mean. The fine staff of WUGA showing their progressive, independent, group interaction style, and obviously their ability to make autonomous decisions. And since it is my call, may I tell you that the WUGA staff members involved in this skit are Abby Thaxton, Rob Holmes, Bud Rick, Matthew White, Claire Burke, Mary Kay Mitchell, Davin Welter, Sandy Mayfield, John Tugas, and writer Pat Flanagan. Would you give them a hand?
So truly a labor of love. But not only from the station staff, but the local university and Athens community regularly came out to help as well. Whether it was participating in the house band or actually being one of the featured performers, the show was definitely a reflection of Athens, Georgia. As is true in this next segment with legendary jazz virtuoso and UGA music professor Steve Dance. A household name at UGA for more than 50 years, Steve's father, Roger Dance, had been at the university since 1955, leading and shaping the look and sound of UGA's Redcoat Band. Steve followed that rich tradition, coming to the school more than 20 years ago to head the music school's jazz studies program, and even co-founded the music business program that still exists today. Here's Dance and his Jazz All-Stars, also from 1999, just 7 years into that 20-year run and 1 year removed from his father's death. Truly a testament to the dedication to music and to WUGA. Here's Rob Holmes with more.
12 years ago tonight, those of us who worked at WUGA were getting just a little nervous. The next morning, we were scheduled to sign on at 6 o'clock after just about a year of preparation. Well, despite our worries, or perhaps because of them, the sign-on went mostly without a hitch, and WUGA was on the air. Our first day was a Friday. That weekend, we aired the first of more than 560 Invitation to Jazz shows by Roger Dance. Already a legend at UGA, Roger nurtured us, all of us, with his enthusiasm and encouragement. He helped the radio station to grow and thrive. 1 year ago tonight, we were in the middle of a tech rehearsal for last year's Once in a Blue Moon, and Roger was here. He was feeling a bit under the weather that night, but still looking forward to taking part in the show, along with his son Steve and some other fine musicians and old friends. It wasn't to be. Instead, he entered the hospital the next morning, and early the next week, a lot of us lost one of the best friends we could ever have. Well, Steve Dance is back with us tonight, along with some of the same folks who were here last year and some others. They're all here to remember a great human being, a wonderful musician, one of the best ways we can, by making some of the music he loved. The Steve Dance Jazz All-Stars.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Dance and the Jazz All-Stars.
That was Steve Dance and his Jazz All-Stars from the 1999 edition of Once in a Blue Moon. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Shine On, a special remembrance of the WUGA variety show Once in a Blue Moon. I'm your host, Chris Shoup. Up next, we fast forward the clock quite a bit to 2012. A lot had happened at the station over the course of the last 5 years or so, including many of the local voices and staff at the station retiring or moving on to other things, but many of them heeded the call of that blue moon shining and returned one last time for another rousing show. From 2012, here's Mary Kay again, introducing an act rooted in Athens, but known across the U.S. and beyond.
Our next artists are well known for preserving traditional folk music. But like most of our acts today, the Kenny Blackman String Band isn't afraid to cross musical genres to create new and unusual arrangements. For instance, the acoustic quartet blends folk tunes with hard-driving fiddles and sentimental ballads with syncopated jazz. Here's Jason Kenny and Noel Blackman on vocals and various strings, David Blackman on fiddle, and Chris Enghauser on double bass. Thank you.
y'all so much.
Through the years, Blue Moon showcased a diverse array of talent, and that diversity was maintained not only in the variety of the types of entertainment, but also in those that presented it. Far ahead of the curve, Blue Moon sought to be a true reflection of the people public radio was meant to serve, that being everyone. One voice that seemed to really echo that commitment, the ever-popular Rosa Thurman. Here's Jerry again, bringing her to the stage in 1999.
Now, this is a very special time for us, and it's a very special time for me. 32 years ago today, Jeannie and I got married. And 52 years ago this month, I attended my first gospel music singing school. If I had had the talent and the voice of our next guest, I might still be singing gospel music. Rosa Thurman first appeared on the Masters Hall stage in our second Once in a Blue Moon program back in 1990. She and the voices of Hill Chapel brought down the house with one of the most rousing Blue Moon finales ever. Rosa's been singing gospel in every type of venue since age 11, about a year ago, including the closing ceremonies for those Olympic Games held here in Athens. She has a new album, An Evening of Praise, live at the Morton Theater, and we're proud that she's back on the Blue Moon stage. Please give a warm welcome to Rosa Thurman.
I'm gonna do all that I can for the Lord. I'm gonna do all that I can for the Lord. I'm gonna do all that I can till I can't do no more. I'm gonna do all that I can for the Lord. I'm gonna see all that I can for the Lord. I'm gonna see all that I can for the Lord. Oh, I'm gonna sing all that I can till I can't sing no more. I tell you, I'm gonna sing all I can.
Rosa Thurman on WUGA. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Shine On, Remembering Once in a Blue Moon on WUGA. I'm your host, Chris Shoup. If you missed the first half of the program, not to worry, we'll be posting the show on our website. That's WUGA.org. Just look for the Once in a Blue Moon on the front page and listen back anytime. Again, that's WUGA.org. Now we'll move ahead again on our timeline for another example of WUGA's commitment to providing a stage for such an eclectic mix of musical genres. Here's a little something with a Latin flair. From the 2003 Once in a Blue Moon, here's crowd favorite Grogus. Thank you.
linda mami, yo te quiero pa' mí.
Ahora es el tiempo, mi tiempo es
ahora. Se goza, de goza, que hay el rico. Qué rico, qué rico se goza.
Ahora es el tiempo, mi tiempo es ahora.
Rucu, tu, 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 pele, que tu, pe, que tu, pe, pe, el tiempo es ahora.
Ahora es el tiempo, mi tiempo es ahora.
Para ti son mis deseos. Oye, mira, mami, yo te quiero, mami.
That was Grogus from the 2003 edition of Once in a Blue Moon. I'm your host, Chris Shoup. From its beginning in 1987, WUGA has truly been an oasis for ideas and the arts. Not only for the university community, but for all those folks through the years that have called Athens home. And speaking of folks, longtime producer and host Maggie Hunter has been bringing her folk music show, Just Folks, to the airwaves at WUGA for more than a decade. But Maggie's love for music, and specifically folk music, stretches far beyond just appreciation. She's an accomplished vocalist in her own right, and nowhere is that more evident than in her performances with the group The Solstice Sisters. A regular contributor to Once in a Blue Moon, they kicked off the show back in 2000.
Once in a Blue Moon starts off this year with the Solstice Sisters, a trio formed around the warmth of a kitchen stove with the aroma of Christmas cookies wafting through the air. Almost 6 years ago, the group began singing holiday songs near the winter solstice. Now the three women sing harmony year-round, blending Old English, Caribbean, Appalachian, Celtic, and pop styles. The Solstice Sisters released their first CD last year, entitled Holiday Music from Around the World. The group includes Susan Staley, hostess for The Hoot, the Athens Folk Music and Dance Society's monthly show, Maggie Hunter, who also plays with the bluegrass band The Warblers, and new addition L.D. Deaton, who's a member of several bands, including the Georgia Mudcats and Old Time Band, The Solstice Sisters.
Love is a precious thing, I'm told. Burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold. There ain't no ash will burn. I have seen rain on cloudless days. I have seen snow that fell in May. Some things are always bound to change. There ain't no ash will burn.
Love is a precious thing, I'm told. Burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold, there ain't burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold. There ain't no ash will burn. You say this life is not your lot. Well, I can't be something I am not. I can't stoke a fire that we ain't got. There ain't no ash will burn. Love is a precious thing, I'm told. Burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold.
From the 2000 edition of Once in a Blue Moon, that was the Solstice Sisters with longtime Just Folks host Maggie Hunter. But Maggie's not the only example of a long-lasting community collaboration. Many others have found a place at WUGA for sharing their talents or as a platform for telling stories that might otherwise go unheard. One such case where that collaboration has actually evolved into multiple levels is within the lead singer of this next group. Dave Marr has been an active part of the Athens community since 1991, working as a professional musician and also city editor and film columnist for the local magazine Flagpole. Marr now serves as communications director for UGA's Wilson Center for the Humanities and regularly contributes to WUGA through local interviews and feature stories. Here he is back in the early days from 1999. Here's the Star Room Boys on Once in a Blue Moon.
No, you didn't want to hurt me when you walked out that day. But if my teardrops filled your footsteps, you'd be an ocean away. I know my mind wanders places where it does not belong. I can't help thinking that somewhere, someone's playing our song. I threw out my records, I kept on the shelf, or I don't know what I'd do if I heard it myself. But I know I'm not wrong, 'cause somewhere, oh somewhere, they're playing our song. Nights are so long, And somewhere, oh, somewhere, they're playing our song. Yes, somewhere, oh, somewhere, someone's playing our song.
Thank you, friends. Thanks very much. And once more, we're the Star Room Boys. And
The Star Room Boys with UGA's own Dave Marr from an episode of Once in a Blue Moon from back in 1999. With more than 25 years of content, an hour seems woefully inadequate to showcase so many of the great acts that have graced the Blue Moon stage. And as our time here comes to an end, one wonders, how do you close such a program out? How about the way we did it on that final show in 2012? Here's the whole crew bidding you farewell. This has been Shine On, remembering Once in a Blue Moon on WUGA. For all of us here at the station, and for all of those involved with Once in a Blue Moon through the years, I'm Chris Shoup. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Have a great night, everybody.
WUGA is grateful to all those who made this production possible, with special thanks to our sponsors, Belgian Copy Print Center, De Palma's Italian Cafe, and Athens Art and Frame. Once in a Blue Moon was produced by Abby Thaxton, who has headed up the past 10 shows. Our director was Rob Holmes. Broadcast sound was provided by Jim Hawkins and Richard Solano of Studio 1093, Location Recording and Broadcast Production Services. The house sound mix was provided by Newton Carter, Productions and Concerts Incorporated. Our broadcast engineers were Sandy Mayfield, Walt Howard, and Sam Johnson. Board operator was Jesse McClellan. Jeff Dontre worked the lighting, and Michael Harden was stage manager. The stage crew included Lois Player, Ellie Ellis, and Aaron McGonigal. Our timekeeper was John Lawrence. Tickets and special assistance was provided by Kim Diller. The director of WUGA TV Radio is Jimmy Sanders. Once in a Blue Moon is a production of WUGA, 91.7 and 97.9 FM, Athens, Georgia.
When the night has come,
free to sing with us, y'all.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid. Just